W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. All right, where did the White House cocaine come from? Apparently, we'll never know.
The U.S. Secret Service says it closed the investigation due to a lack of physical evidence. Despite performing fingerprint and DNA analysis, they say they couldn't narrow down the culprit because hundreds of people have access to the area where the illegal drug was found, including tour groups. In a statement, the agency explained that there was no surveillance footage of the incident.
ABC's Faith Abube. More Hollywood labor pains. Movie and TV actors have gone on strike against the production studios, joining already striking writers. In Helsinki, to welcome Finland to NATO, President Biden called it irresponsible for Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville to block confirmation of hundreds of military promotions, including Joint Chiefs Chair and Marine Corps Commandant, to protest Pentagon policy that pays for travel when a service member has to go out of state to get reproductive care. This is ABC News. More good inflation news. The producer price index showing wholesale prices rose by just 0.1% in June, the lowest monthly hike in nearly 3 years. An official determination now on what killed Elvis Presley's daughter.
Lisa Marie Presley died at a Los Angeles hospital after she was rushed there by paramedics on January 12th. They responded to a 911 call of a woman in cardiac arrest at her home in Calabasas. Earlier in the day, she had complained of abdominal pains. But until now, it wasn't clear what killed Presley. The LA County Medical Examiner says Presley died from a small bowel obstruction that was a known side effect from previous bariatric surgery. Her death has been ruled as being natural. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In Oklahoma, Robert Leon Hashagen's first-degree murder conviction was thrown out after it got out that the judge and the prosecutor were involved in an undisclosed sexual relationship. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom Albaugh. If I can say my own name, that'd be good. Along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. Welcome into another afternoon edition across the state, around the world. Always glad to have you along. Call in number 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Question we're going to ask you this hour. What line is it that you would be unwilling to cross on your job? What would make you stand up in whatever job you have and say, that's not right, and potentially put yourself out there to lose your job? What is that line for you? Maybe there isn't one. Maybe you're like, I need this job. There's probably nothing that my employer would say or do that would make me leave. But what is, if you have one, what is the line that you would not cross at your job? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Asking that question in this context on this issue that's been hot throughout the day, and we're going to spend a little time talking about it on our show, as Mr. Zommers points out, an important issue. Down in Waukesha, southeast Wisconsin, if you're not familiar, suburb of Milwaukee, where we have one of our stations, WAUK, the Shaw, down in Waukesha. Waukesha teacher who criticized the school district's Rainbowland song has been fired. This in a story by Alec Johnson in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Waukesha School Board has fired a Waukesha teacher who has publicly criticized the Waukesha School District's decision to ban the song Rainbowland from an elementary school concert. Board members voted 9-0 to fire Melissa Temple after a hearing at the district's Blair Administration Building on Wednesday. The hearing lasted almost 4 hours. It was held mostly in open session at Temple's request. After the hearing in open session, board members deliberated for over an hour and a half in closed session before returning to the open session to vote. The hearing came almost 2 months after the Waukesha School District Superintendent James Siebert recommended Temple be fired for a tweet criticizing the district's decision to ban the Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton song, saying it violated district policy. At the time, Temple was working as a first grade dual language teacher at Higher Elementary. After the hearing, Temple's attorney told the media that she and Temple were disappointed with the decision. Quote, this case is not about culture wars or rainbows. It's a case about constitutional rights. And Ms. Temple has them like every other person in this country. I think we are moving forward with next steps. And Ms. Temple looks forward to vindicating her rights in federal court, unquote. That according to her attorney. Here's a teacher, by all accounts, a great teacher, and was fired last night in a 9-0 vote in Waukesha because she had the audacity on her own time to put on social media that she disagreed with the Waukesha School District's decision to ban this innocuous song, Rainbow Land, by Dolly Parton, for goodness sake, and her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus. I mean, with everything out there in the world that our kids can see and hear and read, you're going to go after an innocuous song about rainbows and getting along? The kids love the song. And the teacher had to say, well, we can't sing it now because they told me I can't do it. And we're disappointed. And they banned the song. So the teacher, on her own time, not in school, not on school property, not using school equipment, exercised the right that all of us have. It's called free speech. And had the audacity to say, I don't agree. And yet, the school board last night, 9-0, fired her for violating school board. Apparently, they say that she's supposed to go to her supervisor and say, ask permission to disagree with the school board publicly before she's allowed to do that. I mean, the old saying, the chicken's coming home to roost? We got a whole hen house full of chickens down there at the school board in Waukesha. These are the chickens coming home to roost from Act 10 and the Scott Walker era, which basically broke the teachers' union, gave teachers virtually no rights in the state. And apparently, according to the Waukesha School Board, Act 10 also bans them from free speech and the First Amendment. I mean, you can disagree with policy, but my gosh, to take away someone's free speech rights on their own time, who do these Waukesha School Board people think they are? I mean, this isn't the Kremlin, for goodness sake. This isn't the Politburo. This isn't Communist Warsaw. This isn't Berlin. This is Waukesha, Wisconsin, where I know there's a lot of fine people. But these people on this school board have got an axe to grind against teachers. And clearly, this is the Republican red meat crowd again going after something innocuous as rainbows, because apparently now in Waukesha, if you're a teacher there, you can't even wear a rainbow lapel pin or anything else to say that you might be in solidarity with a gay kid. To say, hey, I'm here for you if you need to talk. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Take your calls on the other side of the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast.
Highs around 86. Today, under partly cloudy skies with a chance for scattered storms. Southwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight, 65, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs around 83, a blend of clouds and sun. Low 80s, Sunday turning cooler, Monday with highs in the mid-70s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Here I go. Come on.
Making a difference in the world. Go ahead.
I won't give up or sleep away. It's the only thought I think you know where I stand. I believe we can start living in a rainbow land.
That's the song. You understand? That's the song. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Great job of Mr. Zomers to dial that up on a dime. Awesome job. Thank you, Mr. Somers. That's the song we're talking about. You understand? This is Dolly Parton, for goodness sake. Dollywood. Coats of many colors. You can go to every rural town. I don't care if it's a crossroads. You will not find a burg, I am confident, in the state of Wisconsin that you can play a Dolly Parton song. They're like, oh, Dolly. Oh, I mean, after, here's the thing. After Betty White passed away, God rest her soul, Dolly Parton should be wrapped in bubble wrap with a 24/7 Secret Service detail. She is a national treasure, by golly. And she wrote this song with her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus. It's about getting along, respecting one another. In other words, it might be a rainbow land. It might be a fantasy to think that way, that we can all get along, but it's something we aspire to, that we can live together in peace and harmony. And this teacher in Waukesha, God love her, Melissa Temple, chose this song for her grade school kids to sing. And some goofball on the Waukesha school board said, well, that's too pro-gay for me. And they banned the song, told the teacher she couldn't use it. So the teacher, on her own time, took to Twitter and said she disagreed. And last night, for that, she was fired. What is the line that you would not cross? What's the line that you would stand up for in your job? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones in order of the call. First, we go up to Wausau. Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. We appreciate you listening and holding on, Kevin. Kevin in Wausau, what say you?
Well, what I say is that those nine members on the Waukesha School Board are brown shirts, and they're just waiting for their formal marching orders once their hair leader returns to power. Right. What I wouldn't do in my job, where I would draw the line, would be hunting down my neighbors and throwing them in death camps. Mm-hmm. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I think we talked about the Matt Flynn, who follows us, by the way, after 3 o'clock. He loves to say it. How does fascism creep in on little cat's feet? And he's still right. It's the little things, right?
It's the little things that lead to bigger things. Let's call these people what they are. They're brown shirts, and they're wannabe fascists. And if they get their way, they'll be full-blown fascists.
And the thing is that they're hiding behind this thing of she broke a policy, apparently, that teachers aren't supposed to talk about the school district, on social media. Well, I mean, that person has a free speech, a First Amendment.
The thing that the left doesn't get, and the so-called moderates on moderate right or moderate left, what they don't understand is that these abnormal wackadoodles will eventually, if they get their way, they will be the new normal. People can't imagine that. They can't get their minds around it. But you look at the Weimar Republic and what happened there, it can easily happen here.
Yep. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Are you listening on over the air or on the app up there in Wausau, Kevin?
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, Kevin up in Wausau, up at Bull Falls Radio. Appreciate you calling in. You can be like Kevin, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Would appreciate your calls. What's your take on this? What is the line that you would not cross in your job, or what would compel you to do what this teacher, Melissa Temple, did in Waukesha and just stand up for her kids, stand up and say, look, I don't agree with banning a song, an innocuous song, because someone has a political view over it. What would motivate you to do something like that? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Waukesha and go to Dave in Waukesha. Understand that you helped organize the protest yesterday. What say you?
Hi, thanks, Todd, for taking my call. I wanted to, I know you were speaking about the First Amendment rights, and I want to mention all of the little ways that the school board in Waukesha is chipping away at the First Amendment rights of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
This year, so far, they have banned teachers from wearing rainbow lanyards. There's something called the Day of Silence, which recognizes the fact that people that are LGBTQ often are silenced in their sexuality, and teachers were silenced by not being able to wear pins, rainbow colored pins, in honor of the Day of Silence back in, I think it was March. Obviously, this week, the big focus is on Melissa Temple. You know, as much as we talk about Rainbow Land and whether the song is appropriate or not, it's really about her First Amendment rights to speak her mind and to share something publicly that's of importance for the public to know. She was fired because of it.
Mm-hmm.
The school board has stripped classrooms of pride flags, of safe space signs. And it seems like, you know, one chip after another, it's not just one huge thing. It's all of these little chips are starting to add up to the board attempting to strip teachers of their First Amendment rights. And I'm knowledgeable enough. I'm part of a parent group here in Waukesha called the Alliance for Education in Waukesha. And we know of multiple teachers that have filed First Amendment claims with the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the Department of Justice is looking into this. It's incumbent upon them to look into this stuff. And I would encourage teachers out there in Waukesha, wherever across the state of Wisconsin, if they feel like their First Amendment rights have been infringed, like Melissa Temple,
mm-hmm.
That they need to go to the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice and fill out a simple report that will let our federal government know that First Amendment rights are not being affirmed by the school district of Waukesha. Mm-hmm. And just because the Waukesha board creates the policy, that doesn't supersede the constitutional rights. And, you know, I know it's been across civic media today, but this is such an important thing that I felt compelled to call into Kristen's show, As Goes Wisconsin. I called into the noon show. I'm going to keep on calling in because people need to know that First Amendment rights are under assault in Waukesha.
Dave, I can't thank you enough for being with us throughout the day and taking this time and calling in, educating. I love it because you're in Waukesha, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said you're part of a parents group, so I assume that you have a child in the Waukesha school district?
I've got two kids in Waukesha. I've got a seven-year-old, almost eight. She turns eight next week. My oldest is going into middle school. She's 11. And, you know, Todd, here's the thing. I don't know what their sexuality is. I don't know who they're attracted to. But I know that if they were LGBTQ, I would not feel comfortable sending them to a Waukesha public school.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like they would be, I don't even know what the word is. They wouldn't be accepted or supported by the board is the main thing.
Well, I think,
and I feel
sorry,
like,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I, every student should feel comfortable being who they are, regardless of what their sex or sexuality is. Well, and I appreciate the people that are honest and open. I appreciate the fact that people that aren't comfortable being open about their sexuality because they know they'd be persecuted for it. And there are people in Waukesha. You mentioned the good people in Waukesha. There's a lot of good people in Waukesha willing to stand up for the rights of LGBTQ people.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel like that number is growing, and it's reflected in the majority of people who elected Judge Janet this last spring. I mean, she won the city of Waukesha, right?
Right, exactly.
So there's momentum here, Todd, for sure.
I love this call because it's not a consultant. It's not somebody from outside the town. It's somebody who lives there, who works there, who has kids in the school system. And these are exactly the kind of calls and perspective we need to keep in mind. And to your point, I'll say it again, we in the media should not be painting with a broad brush. I know that it's getting a lot of national attention, as it should be. But again, I'm fearful that it's going to paint the entire city of Waukesha as some, you know, right-wing racist community. And there may be, not necessarily racist, but homophobic or right-wing authoritarian type of community. And there may be people on the school board and others who feel that way. But this is not the entire community of Waukesha, number one. And I think that's important to keep in perspective. Number two, you bring up this whole thing with banning rainbow lanyards and pins and whatnot. Here's the question. I'm a longtime United Methodist, all right? And about this time of year, you'd have Vacation Bible School. And one of the stories that's taught in Vacation Bible School is Noah's Ark. And for those of you who might not be familiar, it's the 2x2, the animals go in the ark, the world gets flooded, Noah and his family and the animals get saved, and God creates a first rainbow as a promise that that sort of thing will never happen again, and as a trust between man and God. And in Vacation Bible School, kids paint rainbows with finger paint and everything else, and they take them home. And sometimes they make rainbow shirts at Vacation Bible School and then wear them to church. Is the Waukesha School Board prepared to ban Vacation Bible School rainbow Noah's Ark shirts in the Waukesha public school system?
So here's a really crazy story, Todd. I was in a meeting with a group of parents from around the school district of Waukesha back in February. And I had an opportunity to meet with the superintendent, Jim Siebert. And I asked him, you know, they keep focusing on whatever political, controversial, or divisive.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the words that they keep using. And I asked, you know, what are these really about? And he said, well, it's really about getting rainbow type stuff out of the classroom. And
I mean, I laugh because it's so ridiculous.
It is. But here's the thing. I was lucky enough to record it that night because I was trying to keep notes. And I recorded it, and I gave it to the Journal Sentinel. You know, the Washington Post today has a big write-up on what's happening with Melissa Temple and across the school district of Waukesha. And they have got that quote as well. And the absurdity that comes from around the country, we keep hearing from people who are like, I can't even believe this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
For the people that live in Waukesha, we can totally believe this is happening because we know the people in charge.
It's really sad. I mean, it's laughable because it's so ridiculous, but it's sad for folks like you and your kids who have to endure this kind of Neanderthal type of behavior, in my opinion. I mean, to go after getting rainbows out of the classroom, I mean, what's next? What is next?
But that's the question, Todd, and I think that's why we're drawing a line in the sand with rainbows, because we're fearful about what's next.
Yeah. Dave, you're doing great work. Appreciate you so much. Thanks for joining us. David Waukesha, kids in the Waukesha School District. Thank you so much. Stay with us. More calls after this. This is the Todd Lavelle Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. All right, where did the White House cocaine come from? Apparently, we'll never know.
The U.S. Secret Service says it closed the investigation due to a lack of physical evidence. Despite performing fingerprint and DNA analysis, they say they couldn't narrow down the culprit because hundreds of people have access to the area where the illegal drug was found, including tour groups. In a statement, the agency explained that there was no surveillance footage of the incident.
ABC's Faith Abube. More Hollywood labor pains. Movie and TV actors have gone on strike against the production studios, joining already striking writers. In Helsinki, to welcome Finland to NATO, President Biden called it irresponsible for Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville to block confirmation of hundreds of military promotions, including Joint Chiefs Chair and Marine Corps Commandant, to protest Pentagon policy that pays for travel when a service member has to go out of state to get reproductive care. This is ABC News.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer and engineer, the exquisite Mr. Aaron Zommers, on a Thursday, July 13th, 2023. Glad to have you along on this afternoon. Talking a little bit about this Waukesha school board decision, 9-0 last night down in Waukesha in southeast Wisconsin. And this decision to fire teacher Melissa Temple. They claim not because she chose the Dolly Parton, Miley Cyrus song, Rainbow Land, but rather they're using the excuses because on her own time, after being told she no longer could let her children sing this song, innocuous song about getting along and that we might someday live in Rainbow Land. After telling her she couldn't use the song, she went home on her own time, on her own computer, own cell phone, whatever, off the clock, and said she disagreed with it. Told her private followers, not as a teacher, but just as a citizen, I disagree with what happened at work. How many times, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, do people gripe about work? Such and such happened, really ticking me off. Long day at work. Had people complaining at work to me. Happens multiple million times every day. And why can we do that and not get fired? Because there's something called the First Amendment. Now, if you work for the Department of Justice and you're an attorney, you can't go and talk about your client in public, right? If you're a physician or a nurse, you can't go, we had this one person come into the office today, had a really nasty infection. Let me tell you about it. You can't do that. Or at least you can't disclose the person's name, right? Because there's HIPAA laws. So people are asking how a teacher could get fired for doing this. Where I've heard it on a couple other shows today. And we've been covering it across all of our programs on civic media pretty much today. Someone said, where's the union? Where's the teachers union? I'll tell you where they're at. I had a front row seat in 2011 at the state capitol when Scott Walker and the Republicans abolished it for all intent and purposes. When they pushed through and got Act 10. And at the time, I was working for my former boss, Republican State Senator, Senator Dale Schultz. The only Republican to vote on the state Senate. Only Republican to vote against Act 10. And you say, he was just a rhino. Let me tell you a little something about Dale Schultz. Dale Schultz had like a 97.5% voting record with Republicans. This is no squishy liberal here, all right? Dale Schultz in 1994, when I ran his reelection campaign, was the number one target of Democrats in this state because he supported something called the QEO, the Qualified Economic Offer, which basically said that teachers' raises could not exceed the rate of inflation. I mean, isn't that a novel idea, right? And the teachers' union, WEAC, went after Dale, and he survived it. So this is not some squishy liberal, you understand. But his wife is a longtime teacher, business administrator, district superintendent. He understands education. And he said, if we pass Act 10, we are dividing in this state in between the haves and the have-nots. And we are going to create a two-tier class public education system. That was in 2011 when he voted against it. And in 2023, the chickens have come home to roost, and you are seeing the fruit of Scott Walker and the Republican state legislature's labors. This is what they set up to make sure that people like Melissa Temple didn't have a voice. And now they've taken it so far as to attempt to strip her of her constitutional rights of free speech outside the classroom. It should be a national story. And now we have Dave from Waukesha, who has kids in the system, who's talked to the district superintendent down here, James Siebert. And this guy seems like a real piece of work. Waukesha School District Superintendent James Siebert, who apparently told Dave from Waukesha, who has kids in the district, that this whole thing is about getting rainbows out of classrooms.
Rainbow stuff, I think the exact words.
Thank you. You can't have any of that rainbow stuff. I mean, goodness gracious. Rainbow stuff? I mean, if he said that, I'm taking David his word because apparently the Washington Post has heard it and picked it up. If this James Siebert dude said that, I mean, he's a complete crackpot. I mean, come on. I mean, so Superintendent Siebert of Waukesha You mean to tell me that you are now going to put monitors in the art rooms of your art teachers in the Waukesha School District? Because we can't have any kids drawing rainbows in art class. Apparently, if a kid comes back to school in the fall and they made themselves a rainbow t-shirt in vacation Bible school talking about Noah's Ark, can't have a rainbow in the class. Got to get rid of those rainbows. Are people in Waukesha, is the conservative right, are the right-wing Republicans in Waukesha, are they going into churches and are they taking out rainbows? That's what I want to know. I can't say it without laughing. I mean, is this where we're at?
Are we going to have to go into, like, first graders' boxes of crayons and change the order of the colors?
Right. Well, what about lunchboxes?
Oh, man. Hello Kitty lunchbox with a rainbow on it?
Hello,
you're going
Kitty.
To hell.
Hello,
oh,
Kitty. Hello, hello. Hello, Kitty. Kitty, 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 Kitty. I mean, you can't have rainbow lunchboxes in Waukesha. I mean, under the Waukesha School District theory, I mean, if you got a dude that brings in a lunchbox with a rainbow and you'll come in a pair of pants and you'll go out in a skirt. I mean, apparently that's what they think. I mean, I hope that the Waukesha School District, I hope the voters in Waukesha understand both how dangerous this is and also how much they've made a laughingstock of the entire Waukesha School District.
And even the
state. A laughingstock. Yes.
Like, now that it's national, people are going to be like, what the heck is going on over there?
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Here, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. Somebody from Waukesha, WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha, says this. Are they going to ban prisms? That's a great question. I remember in grade school, middle school science, they gave us prisms, right, to look through. That's a great question for James Siebert, Waukesha School District Superintendent. Are you going to get rid of prisms? Because they create rainbows. Another listener in Lake Geneva, listening to us on WAUK, and beautiful, by the way, beautiful Lake Geneva, right? Said, also, my 5-year-old granddaughter sang the song to me, and I loved it. Signed, Judy in East Troy. Let's dial up. Have you still got that up?
Let's hear I can.
All right. Well, whatever you have. Yeah, let's just. I want people to understand, because I think people are like, well, I'm sure it must be a terrible song. This is Dolly Parton, for goodness sake. Here it is. Here's the song, Rainbowland. This should play in everywhere across Waukesha. I wanted a Waukesha station to put speakers outside of Main Street. Play this 24/7. Here, let's listen. It's the only thought I'm thinking of where I stand. 2, 3, 4.
I believe we can.
Where at?
Living in a
Rainbowland. Yeehaw! There you go. The pep band at Waukesha High School should play this. I want the choir, the pep band, every church choir in Waukesha singing Rainbowland. Next year when they have the parade down there, I want civic media singing Rainbowland. You understand? I want rainbow flags. I want rainbow bouquets of flowers everywhere. This is fantastic. This made my day.
The song,
right? It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's literally just like, hey, man, we could do so much better if we all just get along.
Right, exactly. 844-967-2789. What say you? 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on this. 844-967-2789. We have to be a little bit lighthearted about it, because otherwise I'm going to pop a cork. I think we all know how painful that could be. It's unconscionable to me. As someone who sat on a small town city council, as someone who sat on a church administrative board, a United Methodist board, someone who was on student council, if you've ever been on any form of an elected body at all, how you could fire someone for having the audacity to speak out on their own time after being told you can't play that song, or you can't have your kids sing that song in a choir.
Especially when it's something so ludicrous. It's just like, you can't do this song. And they're like, I don't like that decision. Canned.
I know. All right, let's move on to something else here. Calm down, Todd. Take a pill. Oh, I don't mind if I do. Here's this. We teased this. Bidenomics. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, the day before. Good news on the economy. A new report shows that inflation has slowed dramatically, dropping back to about 3%, the rate of March 2021, while the jobs market remains strong. Wages are rising faster than inflation, according to Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. A respected publication, Moody's Analytics, says the report suggests that the sharp inflation of the past 16 months was, in fact, a result of sloppy shocks, sloppy supply, might have been sloppy too, but supply shocks from the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It turns out that the truth completely contradicts the consistent lies from Republicans that inflation resulted from excessive spending. Been hearing that a lot lately. Well, it's the spending. Turns out, according to a nonpartisan group, Moody's Analytics, it was from the shock of the pandemic and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Other advanced economies continued to struggle with high inflation, and observers noted that U.S. inflation began to fall just after the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin summed up the day's news when she tweeted this, quote, 3% inflation, NATO growing and more solid than ever, huge investment in tech and infrastructure, and Republicans screeching about Hunter Biden's laptop and defunding the FBI. Simply pathetic. There you go. I like that. A little good news. See, we want to bring this, not always ranting and bad news. There is some good news for all of us. The economy is, in fact, doing better. We're going to come back. Mr. Zomers has a bonus board game. Not a bonus, but we're doing board game of the week today rather than on Friday because Mr. Zomers is taking a well-deserved day off yesterday. You're literally, can I say it, where you're going? Is it okay?
I'm going up north. That's not very specific.
You're going fishing.
Yes.
I mean, that's fantastic. If anybody deserves to take a day of fishing, it's you right now, working quadruple overtime right now. I'm afraid I'm going to come in someday. I'm going to discover that Aaron Zomers is actually an AI chatbot.
Maybe that's how I got Rainbow Land up so fast earlier.
It was already in your hard drive.
When I had it up for that earlier song, he asked me there were like 10 seconds, and I just lucked out.
It was super fast.
It was lucky.
Well, it was more than that. It was good with skill. You understand? That's what you want in a producer, fine skill. So we'll come back. We're going to have a little bit of a board game of the week. And also, we'll end today, appropriately enough, with a cheap thrill. And there's nothing I like better than a cheap thrill. I'm not a high-class, expensive kind of dude. I enjoy a good cheap thrill. So we'll explain that. We'll end the show with a cheap thrill. We'll have a board game of the week, and we'll prepare for our friend Matt Flynn and Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the 3 o'clock hour. And, of course, if you want to call in, your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Board game of the week. Mr. Zomers, not going to want to miss it on the other side of the Todd Hubbell Show.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with a chance for scattered storms. High of 86. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 64. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, highs around 84. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 81. Sunday, chance for scattered showers, 76 on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on Civic Media. It is now coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct with our friend and colleague Matt Flynn. You're not going to want to miss it. An attorney, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, insight like no other. And here's the thing about Matt. He tells it straight like it is. One of the many great things about Matt Flynn, he just doesn't care. I mean, in terms of, he doesn't care if he ticks you off or not. He's just going to tell it to you the way it is. You understand? As we said at one of our retreats, hey, we've seen some stuff. So don't miss it. Matt Flynn Direct, an attorney. He's going to put all this into legal perspective for you. Matt Flynn Direct after the news at 3 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, then, it is never politics. It's never personal. It's only politics. Get it right, Todd. It is Crudy and Tom and the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. Great show today, I'm sure. At 6 o'clock, another attorney. We are plumb chuck full of attorneys in the afternoon. At 6 o'clock, the Maggie Dawn Show from 6 until 7. Another great program. 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. And then at 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with another edition of Native Roots Radio. Want to get this in quick. Appreciate the text line. This from Lake Geneva. Judy at Lake Geneva said, quote, "Listen almost every day. Learning and debating is what I learned in school. May it continue for our kids' future. Love your program. Thanks, Todd." Judy at East Troy. We love you, Judy. Thank you so much for shouting out and giving us a shout out there from beautiful Lake Geneva and East Troy area. Let me see here. Also, someone said from Milwaukee, "Got to think Ms. Temple will have plenty of employment opportunities." So there you go. Also talking about this situation in Waukesha with Melissa Temple. We salute her. We thank her for her work. And yes, I think she will have many job opportunities and probably some good lawyers helping her out as well. It is now 2:52, time for Mr. Zomer's Board Game of the Week.
Welcome once again for Board Game of the Week. Here we are. All right, so today's Board Game of the Week is Rolling Realms.
Rolling Realms. All right, very good. Explain.
So Rolling Realms is a print and play roll and write. So here's what that means.
I'm sure it is.
That's two categories. So print and play means that it's available online for free.
All right.
And you can print it out and play it at home.
Oh, wow.
And roll and write means it's a type of game where you roll some dice, and then you use those numbers to fill in spots, kind of like a number puzzle almost.
Mm. Oh, nice.
So it's a game that was invented during the height of the pandemic for people to be able to learn a game over Zoom and play it online together.
Mm.
So it's something that you can do if maybe you are not living close to your family, but it's also still fun to play at the table.
Mm.
You can buy a pre-existing version that has little like whiteboard versions of all the cards, and that is $20, but otherwise it will cost you zero as long as you have a way to print it out.
We're not talking a 3D printer, it's just a paper printer.
No. Just a paper printer.
Fantastic. All right, go ahead.
So in this game, you have a bunch of different realms that are based off of other games from the same publisher, such as Wingspan, which I've talked about before, bird game. But you don't need to be familiar with those. But each one has its own little puzzle. And you have spots to put the numbers. And so let's say in one of them, there's a box that has one spot for each number on the die and some kind of corresponding benefit you get. So you roll a two, you use the two in that one. Mm. So now you can't, again, so if you roll a two next round, you have to put it in one of your other puzzles. So it's has some similarities. There's some similarities to like simultaneous games of Sudoku almost.
Oh,
and it
okay,
sounds complicated, but it makes sense once you play it. And it takes, it goes pretty quick.
Do you need dice for it?
You do need dice, but you only need two. So you have your game of Monopoly, just steal the dice from it and roll those.
Utilizing other parts from other products. I like that.
Just remember to put them back or you're going to be sad later.
Yes, absolutely, right? And it's free. Otherwise, if you want to buy it, not print it out, what did you say it was? How much?
$20.
And it's called?
It is Rolling Realms.
Very good. Your board game of the week. Thank you, Mr. Zomers. Board game of the week. Mr. Zomers off on a well-earned day off fishing tomorrow. We'll miss you, but here's a little programming note. Our friend Luke Mathers. Yes, it is Tuesday Tangents with Luke on a Friday. Mr. Mathers in. Very, very good. Mr. Mathers in for the entire 2 hours tomorrow with Toddy. And there's a rumor. I don't like to, you know, as they sit on Hee Haw, I don't go around and spread rumors. So you better be sure to listen the first time. The rumor is we may, in fact, be graced by Brian Kelly on the same program. So it could be a phoenix, a rising of the phoenix of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian on hour number two of our show tomorrow. Because we're going to be talking about this very serious matter. This is breaking news, actually. The writers have voted to go on strike, the Hollywood writers, Screen Actors Guild writers. And that writers, they're already on strike. The actors, the Screen Actors Guild, SAG, has voted to go on strike. So now the writers and the actors are on strike. And Brian Kelly is a member, I believe, of the Screen Actors Guild. So I'll be looking forward to that tomorrow. Also, I believe Kira Sabin is in tomorrow as well, our life coach and positivity psychologist. So a wonderful show tomorrow. I'll be with us then. We'll miss you, Mr. Zomers, but you enjoy yourself. We're going to end the show on a cheap thrill. And why not? Why? Sometimes I just lick my fingers and stand close to an electrical outlet just for the cheap thrill. But no, that's not
questionable.
Yeah, that is not this. This item comes from the Department of Cheap Thrills. Did you know that you can see with the naked eye the International Space Station crossing the night sky from your own yard? Well, if you're like my friend Kurt Kohler, you sure do. He got me onto this, and also my friend Tom. That's assuming you have a dark enough setting that you can see the night sky at all. As the station, the space station, crosses the night sky, it looks like a star, and a really bright one, as a matter of fact, like a shooting star almost, in really, really slow motion. There's not really a tail on it, but it's a really bright star. It's a fun thing to see. It costs you, this is almost like a board game of the week, it costs you nothing, nada, zilch. Hence, it's a cheap thrill. The trick is knowing where and when to look, or when and where to look. And you only need to access web or Google. Google this. Just Google spot the station. Spot the station. Google that up, as my former boss used to say, and sign up for the NASA program. It'll send you alerts, tell you where it's from, visible for your location. The website, Spot the Station, has a map-based feature to track when and where to look as it flies over. Typically, alerts are sent out a few times each month when the station's orbit is near your location. You'll get notices only when ISIS, that's ISS, the space station, will be clearly visible. Spot the Station will tell you which direction to look in your night sky. And don't worry, the space station is bright. It's hard to miss if you're looking at the correct direction. The International Space Station launched in 1998 and has been continuously occupied by humans since November of 2000. Once you know how to spot the station, be sure to amaze your friends and neighbors with your superpower of predicting its path. There you go. Nice cheap thrill. It won't cost you anything. Go out there and look at the space station. Appreciate everyone being here today. Appreciate all the great calls, particularly David Waukesha. Appreciate Mr. Zomers. Have a great time fishing. And appreciate all of you for being here. No matter if you're fighting for what's right down in Waukesha, no matter what it is you believe in, do not give up. This is Tom Allball. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Flynn is next. Keep banging your drum.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Tom River.